Blades Hockey, one of the forwards for the Blades is Keaton Klein, comes out of Bellingham, Washington. Not the only guy out of Bellingham, Washington, and I talked to Ethan Secord not too long ago. Do you and Ethan go way back or anything like that, Keaton?
Well, we've known each other for a while, you know, at Stick and Pucks and all. We've never played on a team before, with him being a year younger than me, but no, we've definitely, you know, seen each other on the ice before back at home, so...
All right, and I think he was born in Canada, I think he told me. Are you, like, native to Washington then? Were you born out there?
Yeah, I was born in Washington, but actually both my parents are from Alberta, Canada, so okay. Kind of that in common, I guess, or both part Canadian.
How close is Bellingham to Canada then? How close is that?
We're, like, 15 or 20 minutes south, right on the water, so, yeah.
Okay, all right, so it's kind of right there. So, Keaton, what was your path to playing hockey? What got you started in hockey?
Well, I went to a junior game back home in Washington, the Everett Silver Tips, with my dad one night, and it was like, that's what I want to do. It was fast. It was fun to watch. And yeah, I was like, that's what I want to do, so went with it.
Okay. And can you say how old you were? Do you remember how old you were at that point?
I was probably 4 years old. Okay. So.
Had you done any skating or anything up to then?
Yes, just because background, my parents being from Canada, sure. Just like public skate and that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. And now you went in on the hockey side of things. What have you really enjoyed about it? We're talking about since the time you were four, which is, you know, 15 years ago or something at this point. What are some things, what do you like about hockey? Why do you keep doing this?
It's just fun to play. It's fast. There's always stuff going on, you know, all sports. You know, there's slow parts in the game, and I find hockey doesn't really slow down, and the guys, it's just fun to play, so.
Okay. And have you played other sports? Did you try some other things growing up, too?
Yeah, I used to play soccer, and I played a little baseball, but that's about it. My dad played college ball, so I can play a little bit of that, but.
Okay. You played college baseball?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's neat. As far as landing here with the Steele County Blades, how did this opportunity come for you? And you came in partway through the season, so
right.
What's your kind of recent history?
So I was playing the BCHL with the Prince George Spruce Kings in the BCHL's extended training camp with the COVID going on. And fortunately, I got released, and I got a call from here. And they're like, hey, you want to come out and finish the season with us? And I was thrilled to get that call and come out here and play for this team. So.
Okay. And the team has been doing some great things, winning some close games, losing a couple of close games here and there. What do you like about this team, first of all? What do you like about this team and its potential here with the playoffs right around the corner?
I feel like we have a lot of energy. I say we're a pretty young group, but I think how we're rolling and how we're playing, starting to play versus a month ago, I feel like we're going to have a good chance in playoffs if we can keep our energy high and stay healthy.
What about the league itself? What do you like about the league with the speed and maybe how it compares to what you were doing with the BC team? How does the league compare speed-wise to what you were doing earlier this winter?
It's a little slower because the BCHL is Tier 2 and this is Tier 3.
Okay.
But still good league, good developmental league, and it's good to be here.
All right. Did you feel like when you first rolled in then, comfortable right away? Were you able to get in the flow pretty quickly here, do you feel, with the Blades?
Yes and no. I found I was in a little bit of a tough stretch. I was trying to find my game again because before coming here, I didn't play since November.
Got it.
But I tried to kind of find my game again and kind of found it as of late, but unfortunately got an upper body injury right now. But yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll be back here before too long and be able to skate out there when playoff time comes around. As far as your being out here and getting to know the guys and being away from home, what's that experience been like and how are you enjoying that?
It's been good. Obviously, I miss home now. I've been away for a while now, but it's fun. Junior hockey, you know, the guys and being with the team, it's kind of a lifestyle and kind of just adapting to that. And you just got to ride with it every day and just enjoy the moments and, you know, when you're older, you're going to look back at it and be happy you did it. So,
to have a family member, your dad, playing college ball, so playing sports at an elite kind of level, any sort of college, any sort of junior, you know, I would certainly consider to be pretty elite and taking it past like a high school sort of scenario. Is he able to give you some advice about handling the ups and downs of being so needing to be so dedicated to a sport as you would be at this point?
Yeah, he's definitely been able to help me a lot. He's a big role model for me. And you know, just being away, because obviously for college ball, you'd be away from home, and him experience, even though it's a different sport, just, you know, the same, you know, ups and downs, you know, having the low points where you're not playing your game and the high points, you know, when you're on it, definitely has been able to help me with that kind of stuff, so.
All right. Keaton Klein, one of the members of the Steele County Blades. I wish you speedy recovery and back on the ice soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.